So a big game.
Feel like it?
Yes, it does. It's December. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Tommy, so this game maybe is a bit of a measuring stick for your football team?
Well, they're a great football team. So anytime you play the best, you want to see how you match up. I think that our guys are excited, and it's a big challenge for us. They're an excellent football team. They're in all three phases. They do a great job, so it'll be fun.
Hey, Tom, I've seen it written about their defense that they're extremely quick and fast to the ball. If indeed that is what you're seeing on the tape, how do you combat, in general, a team that's that aggressive?
Well, they certainly get after the football. They can rush the quarterback. They do a great job stopping the run. I think, Coach said they have pretty much every statistic, that you could name. They're on the tops of the league. So they've obviously, that's why they're 11-1, because they're playing great. They're taking the ball away. They get a lot of balls batted down at the line of scrimmage, interceptions, fumbles. They've won a lot of close games. They've won overtime games. They've come from behind. They've won on the road. They're 6-0 on the road. So I think our guys understand the challenge, and we have to play our best game. I think that's what it means.
You don't typically see an end in a 3-4 defense have 15 and a half sacks. What about J.J. Watt makes that possible?
Yeah, he's an incredible player. I mean, he's the way that he gets after the quarterback, stops the run. I think he does both those things well, stopping the run, rushing the quarterback, as well as defending in the pass game with those balls batted down. So, I mean, he's impressive as a player, as you can see on film with his agility, his quickness, his length. I mean, his ability to his instinctiveness in getting his hands up in the air and getting ready to jump and bat balls down. So, he's a great player for that defense. They really rely on him.
How much do they move him around, Tom, on the line?
He's in a bunch of different places, so you can't really nail down where he's going to be at. So I think that's, all those different guys on our offensive line will get a matchup at one point in the game. But they do a good job of, moving him around. He's on the right side, he's on the left side, he's outside, he's inside. He does pretty much everything for him.
When you're looking at a defense, is that one of the guys that you would always have your eye on and know where he is at all times? If quarterbacks say that, you keep an eye on a couple of guys that can be game changers. Is he one of those guys you yourself have to always keep an eye on?
Well, there's a lot of trust that, you have to have in the offensive line. So I don't concern myself so much with worrying about a particular pass rusher on the D-line. It's more coverage-oriented and trying to read out the coverage so I can try to get the ball to the open guy as fast as I can. It can't be too much about looking at where they're at. I mean, it's not like there's any special formula to, blocking a good defensive lineman. You just have to stand up and try to go out and play a great game. So that's what makes it so hard to, for an offense to stop a guy like that who's so capable of winning his matchups.
Tom, what do you lose with Julian Edelman going to injured reserve, and what do you gain with Dante Stallworth joining the team?
Well, Julian was having a great year, so he's a, it's an unfortunate injury, and I think we've all dealt with them, and I'm sure every team's dealing with important players, so. Dante's got an opportunity to come back, and it's always nice to see familiar faces and people that have played within our system and kind of understand the expectations for that position. And Dante's really a professional, so it was great to see him.
You guys lost in December at home in like 9 or 10 years. Is there something?
Hope that continues. I didn't know that.
I mean, quite obviously you have playing well everywhere in December, but is there something special about playing at home? And once the game starts, are you even aware of the home field advantage, or are you just?
I think we're trying to focus on playing well, and I think the better you play, the better your home field advantage is, because the more the crowd's into it. So, I think the mark of our teams over the years has been we've improved as the season's gone along, and December's the last month to really improve. And I think, our team has always tried to, coach puts pressure on us in practice every day to improve, to get better, to not make the same mistakes, to learn from our mistakes. And I think that we as a team have responded to that and played well. So that's what's important this time of the year is to not make the same mistakes we were making in September and to play our best football. So this will be a great week to see, you know, if we can accomplish that.
You mentioned their ability to bat down balls a couple of times. Is there a way to try to avoid that as a quarterback?
It's hard. It's challenging. It's you know, there's ways to work on it in practice with different guys. I know Coach Belichick likes to bring guys with racquetball paddles and stick those up in the air, which I'm sure there'll be a whole bunch of those there this week, which doesn't always make me very happy. But that's probably a good way to prepare for it. It's like throwing over, this wall. It's hard. You just got to try to find an area. And we played other big D lines before, tall guys that are rangy and are really instinctive. Giants did a great job of that last year. This is another team that really challenges you to do that.
Tom, you guys have come to division, you play up for it. How important the rest of the way is it to, look towards home field advantage in the playoffs or a bye week? Do you guys even think about that, or is it?
I don't think that we don't put too much thought into that. Certainly not, this week. Coach always tells us don't even think about the playoffs. They're so far away, and that's the truth. So, this game is hugely important to our season, and it's an AFC opponent that's 11-1. They lost one game to an NFC team in Green Bay that played great that night. So, this team doesn't give you anything. You have to really go out and earn it. And I think we as a team, there's not much more you could ask for than that, is to play on Monday Night Football in December and against one of the best teams in the NFL and see what we're capable of.
You mentioned this team has always seemed to improve as the season goes along. Why is it? Is it a matter of the guys getting used to the system?
I think that it's just constant improvement. It's day-to-day coming to work focused and with an intention to do better than you did the previous day. So over the course of 3 or 4 months, that really pays off. So the different guys that come in September, October, November, you're working to get better. You're working with your new teammates, and you're at a different place than you were 3 months ago. So that's probably the reason.
A lot of talk in the media, a lot of buzz around Volker and his usage, and now here we are in December. He leads the league in receptions. He's up there in yards. You marvel at his consistency, his ability to sort of bring it every single Sunday, and not only that, but get up from all those hellacious hits that he takes and right back on the next play.
Yeah. Well, it's not only Sunday, it's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for him, too. I think that's the exceptional part is how he takes care of himself. And, Wes loves to play football, so there's nothing more important in Wes's life than being a football player and thinking about football and making the big play and running the right route and getting open when it's most important. And, that's what quarterbacks dream about, too, having receivers that do that. And Wes is everything you look for, and his ability to not only, when he catches the ball to be an important part of the play, but also on plays where other guys are supposed to get the ball. He busts his butt harder than anybody to make sure that he's doing his job to clear out on a certain route or to take some coverage with him so another guy could get the ball. And I think that's what makes Wes really special is his selflessness. As a player. But it always, the ball always seems to find a way to him.
Tom, following up on just the rackets coming out, how often does Belichick use that technique? I think I remember he once signed a guy to a practice squad who was 6'7" 1 year, and I literally think that was a week you guys were using the rackets. I don't know if you remember that or if I'm making it up.
Yeah, he does it. They're always out there, so they're like in the bag, and they'll be out there, I'm sure starting today. And going all week, it's not something he does every week, but it's out there plenty.
Tom, how do you balance getting ready for this big game and all the work you have to do preparate, and then off the field, the possibility of becoming a father again? How do you balance all that stuff?
Well, I don't have to do too much work at home, so I just kind of focus on my job here and what I need to do and my preparation and making sure I'm doing everything I need to do to be prepared for Monday night. So.
There's a lot of NFL teams that are sort of crippled by major injuries, but that hasn't really happened here with you guys, even the year that you got hurt. What is it about? Why is that? What is it about the organization that sort of next guy in?
Well, I think the there's always quality players on our roster from top to bottom. I don't think that it's about one or two players on this team, and it never has been. It's about what we do collectively to achieve our goals. So, you know, if when you lose a certain player, a particular player that maybe have an important role, then it gives other guys opportunities. And the guys that try to fulfill those opportunities, you know, take a lot of pride in getting their chance. And, you know, once you get your chance, you never want to give it back.
Tom, you've dealt with Wade Phillips' defenses in Buffalo, I think, definitely San Diego, Dallas, and now this one. Is it a changeable defense? Does he do different things, or do you know what characterizes what he does?
Well, I think they're they do a very good job doing what they do. I think that it's you know, there's not like there's, you know, 120 calls that they have on their call sheet for this game, but there's always wrinkles that, you know, you'll see, and new things that you haven't prepared for. So what they do very well. And I think he allows his players to go out there and play aggressively and make plays. And, you know, certainly when you have guys that can rush the passer the way that he does, you just kind of turn those guys loose and let them go do their job. And they get home, and you don't have to come up with, you know, 25 overload blitz schemes to do that when you got players like J.J. Watt and Antonio Smith and Connor Barwin. So, I mean, they can rush the quarterback and get home, and, you know, he expects those guys in the secondary to cover, and they can all do that.
This must be a great week to maybe go fast on a team like his. You know, they have
passed. Well, I might have to tune in Monday night and find out what we do.
Tom, on Matt Light, at the half Monday night, just what did it mean playing with him, just being in the locker room? I know the two of you did great pranks with each other. So,
well, Matt was a prankster. I was probably the recipient of some pranks, but he, he's
good time to get back at him Monday night.
I'm too busy Monday night. He's a great great friend, and what a player he was. So there was to block at that position and to face the kind of rushers that you face every week. Usually, you know, the best athlete on the team is that defensive end on the offensive left side, and Matt kind of took that position and worked extremely hard over the years to be, you know, the best in the league at it. And he probably never got as much credit as he deserved. But, I mean, we really knew the value that he had and that he really added to our team. And he was a phenomenal player and a great teammate and great in the locker room and had a great attitude. And he's just a great person and friend.
Tom, I know you touched on this when you came in, just talking about big game, big crowd here, media-wise. I know your preparation won't change at all leading up to the game, but the idea of the big game at this stage in your career, does it still get you as excited as it maybe did earlier in your career, if not more excited?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always pretty excited, so it's a I always enjoy playing on Monday night games and Sunday night games, and we put on Thursday night. You know, those are fun moments, and you don't, you know, as your career goes on, you realize the opportunities are fewer and fewer. So, I mean, you appreciate them, and you relish the opportunity to go out there with your teammates and accomplish something. And whether it was 1 o'clock last Sunday, which was an exciting game for us, or, you know, 8:30 on next Monday night, it'll be a fun environment, and it's even more fun when we go out and play well.
Do you feel that in the locker room all week, Tom? Is there a different feeling? You guys are known for being pretty even keel, but because of the atmosphere and what's coming, do you get that sense of excitement from your teammates too as you go along?
It builds. I mean, I think it builds. It definitely, you know, I think the Monday night game still is one everyone always, there's a little bit of a different feeling about, you know, just because of, you know, how special it is to play on Monday Night Football.
Tom, when you finish a game.
Last one, I got to go. Where's Stacy at? I got work to do.
He's in trouble.
I know, usually I do.
When you finish a game and three-quarters of your attempts went to two guys and half your completions, do you look at that as playing to your strengths and they're two of your best receivers, or do you say, I need to look to diversify and maybe spread them?
Well, I have a lot of confidence in all those guys that are out there. And, you know, all five eligible receivers are, you know, options on any play. And you know, as a quarterback, you're trying to, you know, your responsibility is to move the ball down the field. And however you feel you need to do that, that's what you do. So I don't always make the right decisions, unfortunately. I wish I did. And there's opportunities where I come out of a game and I realize I blew them. And so, you know, you got to get the ball to everybody. And I think the more guys that you can get the ball to, the harder you are to defend. So thanks, guys. See you.